The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, a new investigation has revealed that former sporting greyhounds are being exported from Ireland to India and Pakistan to be used in grueling races involving motorbikes. Dogs have been forced into organised and dangerous competitions that have been described as a craze sport by Indian news outlets. Now, joining me now is Patricia Devlin, who broke the story along with the noteworthy team at thejournal.ie. Patricia, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
What prompted this? Because I thought we had rules and regulations about the export of greyhounds.
Well, we have been investigating animal welfare in the coursing industry in Ireland, and our previous investigation looked around hare welfare. So we decided to look into greyhound welfare, and we looked at the exports of dogs, which to our surprise is still to this day continuing despite new regulations and traceability systems being brought into the industry. And what we found was that not only were greyhounds continuing to be exported to Pakistan for use in coursing, but also that they're being used in these cruel and illegal races, which have become popular in India.
Describe what happens. I've seen some pictures of a motorbike being involved and the greyhound having to chase the motorbike.
Yes, so what happens is that usually the owner sits on the motorbike and uses a rag like a lure. It then races up an open stretch of road where hundreds of spectators stand on either side, and the dog chases after the motorbike. The motorbike then turns. The dog is forcibly handled to turn by crowds, and it again chases the motorbike. And this is happening on open stretches of road, hot tar, dirt, any type of road, and the dogs are run to exhaustion.
And some of them may even expire, die from their exhaustion, because they'll keep running to chase the lure.
Absolutely. Greyhound Awareness Cork, who we spoke to, who are involved in the rescue of coursing and racing greyhounds, say it's in a greyhound's ability to just run and run until it can't run anymore. And as we know, it's a different climate in India. It's very hot. We found in some of these videos that the greyhounds actually had their legs taped and strapped with material put under their paws to make them run as fast as they can.
But the idea to protect the paws from being burnt by the hot ground, because the temperatures would be incredibly high in broad sunshine.
Absolutely.
Are these illegal events in India and Pakistan?
Yes, according to one local newspaper in India, which reported on this so-called new craze, they are illegal. They have been blasted by animal rights activists, and apparently they replace former blood sports already banned in India, such as snake catching and bull cart racing. So they are banned, but there's, as we know, there is lax animal welfare laws in India and no action has been taken. In fact, we found one social media account dedicated to videoing and publishing these races, and it had 1.2 million followers.
Now, the question of who these dogs belong to and can they be identified, is it true that some of them are still bearing their Irish names?
Yes, absolutely. And that's the whole pull for these people in places like Pakistan and India, where coursing is hugely popular, that they're buying these champion bloodlines and then racing them in India, and so they keep the names. And yes, their previous owners can be traced that way, but what we have found is that whether knowingly or unknowingly, these dogs are actually being exported to the UK. So there is no records of direct exports of dogs directly from Ireland to India, and then on from the UK they are then shipped. And so there is massive loopholes in the law. It is actually not illegal to directly export a greyhound from Ireland to India, as long as it abides by the export abides by transport regulations. But obviously, given the past and what has been highlighted before surrounding the welfare of greyhounds, it is frowned upon. And sadly, the Irish Greyhound Board or any Irish regulator has no jurisdiction in stopping these exports.
Now, do we know to what extent owners know the ultimate destination of their greyhounds when they export them to the UK? or do they think a UK owner is going to buy them and use them for whatever purpose, but not knowing they are going to be exported to India and Pakistan?
Unfortunately, we don't know. And that's the thing. It's a very secretive sort of trade. We know that some of these dogs in the past have been sold for up to 30,000 euro. So there's huge sums of money involved. So we don't know. But I mean, it's been highlighted in the past what happens to dogs when they are exported to places like India and Pakistan. And it's sad to think that people, knowing that fact, are still doing it.
All right. So what can be done?
I mean, we need better laws to tackle these exports. We need better deterrence. I think we need to see people being held to account by the Irish Greyhound Board, by the Irish Coursing Club. But as I said, Pat, it is very, very hard to prove that an owner here knew that the dog was going to India when they're first being exported to the UK, because going by the paper records, the dog went from Ireland to the UK, and that's the end of the story. But as we know, it's not.
Patricia Devlin, investigative journalist with the Noteworthy team at thejournal.ie. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.